Yesterday we spoke to Fine Gael councillor Derek Mitchell about the planning, but independent councillor Tom Fortune has also been in touch, and Tom Fortune says, are we ever going to learn from history? The mistakes of the last 10 years keep getting repeated. Well, Tom Fortune is here. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. What's all these mistakes of the last 10 years?
Well, God, it's all a matter of public record at this stage. Like during the boom, when we had the massive explosion of development of housing, and the lack of infrastructure that went along with that was astounding, and we're paying for it up to this very day. The reason I put out was thinking about what's been going on in recent times. We've just had a general election, but we've got a crisis with housing. We've got a crisis with basically services on the ground to the citizens of Wicklow, and we have this massive crisis in schools and for school places. So what my attitude to this, having thought about it, is that we don't learn. I mean, surely when we're putting in, there's about, if you take the 700 houses that we're talking about now, and there's already an estate being under development, most of it's done, of another 300 to 400 houses, there's already two more sites. So you're going to have about 2,000 new houses coming in, to say, to Greystones itself. There's 350 plus planned for Kilcool. There's no road plan or kind of traffic plan done on all of this. So that needs to be done. But Declan, it's just, people don't talk to each other. What I get frustrated with as a public rep is that there's no cross fertilisation. And what I mean by that is, the departments are not talking to each other about what they're doing. They're all doing their own thing. I mean, you're aware of the crisis we have for schools in North Wicklow, in Greystones, Kilcool, like a situation where parents have to form a committee in order to try and get fair play. And all the fair play they're looking for is that their children went to the national school, for example, in Kilcool, and the logical, rational expectation is that they would then move on to the secondary school in Kilcool.
Well, people might start at the other end and say, what are we going to do? We've got a housing crisis, a home crisis. People have nowhere to live. We need houses. Oh, yeah, let's build the houses. So they'd be starting from that angle.
Yeah, true. And the housing crisis, Declan, is very serious. There's a massive housing problem with affordable housing. I mean, the amount of young people ranging from 20s to 30 years of age who are now going back home because, they're basically, if you want to classify it properly, they're homeless. They're moving back in with their parents because they can't afford to pay the rents. Mortgages are actually cheaper than rents, but the banks won't give them mortgages unless they can produce a certain amount of deposit and everything else. So the whole thing is, it isn't working in unison. And then, like, the banks were looked after, I mean, after the crash.
But if we've got 1,100 houses in what you're saying around the greater area and some Kilcool as well, the fact that there's so many houses means that those prices have to come down, isn't it?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, Declan, and it just seems to be the price of the housing seems to be kept at a very high level, and it's a massive problem. But what's happening now is, as a result of all of this, our schools now are bursting at the seams.
Well, there's plans for new schools.
Yeah, but what's going to happen, Declan, is, I mean, you take in Kilcool, there's an extension to go on to Clash to Craven. That extension was talked about 7 years ago. They're only looking at it now, when the horse has bolted.
So should we not build these houses?
No, we should build the houses, but the building of the houses should be conditioned properly. And this is what happened in the boom. They weren't conditioned when they were building all of their building. There should be conditions in that there's proper school places in place before they do it, that there's community centres that are part of the development, there's proper footpaths and proper traffic management. I mean, you've had several people on your programme talking about the N11 and the problems we're going to have on that. We've 400 odd houses been built, or nearly been finished at the moment, in the harbour in Greystones. That's going to put traffic onto that road. You've these 700 proposed. There's 400 already under construction. There'll be another 400 or thereabouts in Kilcool. I mean, there needs to be a little bit of kind of cooperative thinking on
So what should be done first?
What should happen is that when they're granting permissions for housing, they should condition the applications that the infrastructure is built first. Because what's happening is the houses are being lashed up, and then the infrastructure follows way
like,
after.
Like what infrastructure should follow? The schools?
Yeah, they should make sure that there are enough places in the schools for what they're proposing. I mean, you can't just keep building and building and building and not.
So surely that's the Department of Education.
Absolutely, it is the Department of Education. I put the blame of this totally on the door of the Department of Education. But apart from the Department of Education, they should then, as the senior department, they should be talking to the various school authorities, they should be talking to the local authorities, and they should all work in unison. They don't do that.
So build the schools at the same time. There are different developers, there's different money because it comes from the department and all that.
Declan, I mean, come on, all they have to do. That's another problem I have with the whole situation as well, is how long it takes for things to be done. They'll announce they're going to do something with a school, and it's 3-4 years later.
Is the land there?
Yeah, the land's there. Yeah, of course it is. I mean, you take the situation we're talking about at the moment in the Kilcool Greystones area. There's land beside the school in Kilcool that the department are supposed.
Okay, so you've got the land. You'll get the money from the department. The builders will be there. So what input had local authorities and the municipal district of which you're chair have on the planning discussions as regards the future of Greystones and Kilcool?
Very little.
What are we elected for?
Declan, it's not the local councillors, Declan, don't have the power or the authority. I wish we had. I really wish we had. Because where the authority lies is with the Department of Education. And we've had meetings recently where I've sat in with meetings with parents and with the TDs.
So how can planning be given without schools?
How do you mean, how can planning be?
You know, you've got difficulty that there's going to be, we'll say, about 1,200 new houses coming in, mm-hmm. new families, and there's no schools. So how can that planning go ahead without schools?
It shouldn't. That's the point.
But who gives the planning?
The planning is given by the Board Planála, because, as you're probably aware...
But they have to apply, first of all, to Wicklow County Council.
No, they don't.
For 1,200 houses?
No, you don't. If you're going to build over 100 houses now at the moment, you go straight to the board with your planning application. You bypass the local authority. That's what the government decided. Madness. Absolutely. I was on here with you before over the proposed building in Kilcool that's going to come out onto the main street. That went straight into the Board Planála with limited input from Wicklow County Council. So the whole thing is crazy, Declan, and it's out of control. And
it's very hard to object, though, to all those houses.
Nobody has mentioned objecting to houses. My argument is that there's no joined up thinking in this, Declan. The infrastructure should be going in before either with the housing as it's developed or before it. That's what should happen.
Well, there's nobody going to object to that, is there?
No, of course it's not. But that's not happening.
So how do you change it?
Well, one solution to this would be to change the way our TDs function, that get them more involved, have them more hands-on involved with the local authority. So say, because they have direct contact with the various departments, they're in Dáil Éireann every day, they can go into whoever they have to talk to and fast track all these things. But what needs to happen, Declan, is there needs to be a serious look at how long it takes for things to be done, and who's doing them, and are people talking to each other across various departments.
So what I've learned this morning is that if anybody wants to build a housing estate like this, 700 houses, they don't have to go near Wicklow County Council.
They go straight to the board.
And tell me about the roads in the county. Are there roads now that are not under jurisdiction of Wicklow County Council?
Well, all the regional roads will be under the jurisdiction of Wicklow County Council.
However, the
motorways and the M50 and all of that, they're not under the...
What's the big point? What do we pay our property tax for? What's about all the 32 councillors?
Do you want me to talk about property tax?
I'm just wondering, if all these things are being taken away, what's the point?
The point of?
Of having councillors and a Wicklow County Council.
I think if you don't have councillors, people will get really squashed into the ground. And I've another concern, and I've said this to you before, I believe that what national government has been doing for the last number of years is actually trying to take powers away from the local authorities and from elected councillors.
But aren't they right? But they'd be cheered on and say, well, I tell you what we're doing as national government, we're going to build 1,200 houses where they're needed. Wouldn't they be cheered on?
Nobody's saying they shouldn't do that. What I'm actually arguing is that, yes, do it, but please put in the infrastructure. Declan, I've sat at three or four meetings in the last 4 or 5 weeks with concerned parents, and have you seen the emotion and the frustration they have? And the reason they have that frustration is because work that should have been done the last 5 years has not been done. And now they're faced with a situation where their children are coming up to September and they don't have a place in the school that they should have a place in. I mean, that's the end result of the bad management of all this. And it is bad management, Declan. And I make no apology for saying that.
And what about buses? Will Bus Connect sort out all the public transport?
It might. But Bus Connect's hasn't really been decided yet. It's been talked about a lot. I mean, 3 years ago, it was ready to roll, and then it got delayed. So I don't want to be too cynical, Declan, but I'll wait and see when there's more flesh put on.
So say if Bus Connect sorted out the transport thing, say if the department of the new government sorted out the schools, what's next? You know, can we go ahead with the houses?
No, but Declan, what's needed, what the argument I'm making to you, Declan, is that there is a massive deficit of infrastructure. Obviously, the houses have to be built and need to be built. But the houses they're building at the moment and the permission they've got for the moment are mainly for quite expensive private houses.
What's the percentage of the other houses?
About 10%.
About 70 houses out of 700?
Yeah.
Then they be social or affordable?
Social.
Okay. I asked Eric Mitchell yesterday, could they be built first?
No. The whole project will work in tandem.
Right. And are they ever left last?
To be fair, they don't always be left as last. They're built as part of the overall development, I think, type of thing. But where the massive gap, Declan, is in affordable housing, where people can't afford. They can't afford. They're not being given the mortgages, and they can't save the money they need to go into the bank, and they're basically homeless, for want of a better word.
Right. Texas says that man is talking sense. So there you go. We've got headphones there.
Okay.
There's Deirdre's on the line. Hello to you, Deirdre.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. It's Councillor Tom Fortune. What have you got to say?
Hello, Deirdre.
Hi, Tom. How's it going? I totally agree with what Tom's saying about the development. The houses have to be built. There's no question about that. But there doesn't seem to be any consideration given to the total lack of infrastructure that these houses are going to rely on when people move in and families move in. On Bord Plan Ála overrules the Wicklow County Council appeal for the last development. And the only thing that was changed was a crash was put in and I think maybe some business space. That's all well and good within a development, but what about the public infrastructure outside of the development that these people are going to rely on? And obviously the schools around here in Kilcool, Greystones and Dalgany, it's a major problem. And we've been highlighting this for the past month or so, and Tom's well aware of it. He's been working hard for us on this. There's a severe lack of secondary school places in the area. There's 69 children on the waiting list for Clough Craven and Kilcool. I'm not sure about the rest of the schools in Greystones, but the new Greystones Community College school that was pushed forward by a year, wasn't supposed to open until next year, is now opening this year. It's opening in prefabs in the Rugby Club car park, and it's going to take approximately 96 children.
Yeah.
Now, it will take some of the children from the waiting list for Clough Craven. But that's not acceptable to a lot of the parents who live in Kilcool, who want their child to go to school locally and who want their child to go to an actual school, not just a collection of prefabs in a car park. There's no permanent site yet for Greystones Community College. We were under the impression that it was going to go on one of the sites that these two developments have been given planning permission for. And looking at the plans, we can't see where the school is going to fit in now at this stage.
Yeah, and I was asking Derek Mitchell yesterday, I said, is there land for these schools? Oh yeah, we've got the land for the schools.
No, they don't have the land for the schools. We're looking for an extension to be built to Clough Craven. The land is there. It's adjacent to the school. It's already zoned educational. There should be no issue with that. The new Greystones Community College school, the land has not been sourced by the Department of Education. It's still, the piece of land they're looking at is still with the ownership of the builder, who I'm assuming is the builder, is Cairns, the builder who's looking after these two developments. I'm not sure whether anything has been done in terms of rezoning it. Does it need to be rezoned? I don't know that information either. But we're looking at least 3 years before a permanent structure can be built for that new school in Greystones, which means for 3 years there's going to be 396s of children in prefabs in a car park in Greystones, which is just completely unsuitable.
And then you've got the other houses that have been built in the next
they're family houses. They're not built for single people. You're going to assume that families are going to move in, whether they have children already or whether they're going to have children in the future. In, you know, 5 years' time, you can expect that there's going to be a whole heap of children needing junior infant places. And in 12 to 13 years' time, they're going to need secondary school places. There's no consideration been given to that at all, Declan.
Yes.
And I just can't understand how, on board Planola, can grant planning permission to a project like this without looking at the infrastructure as a whole.
Of course.
They're a national body. They're not just
let's get the houses done. So, Tom, we have to take this further. I mean, somebody just remarked there, he says, you seem to be disagreeing with Tom, but you were making all Tom's points to Derek Mitchell yesterday. That's the job. You have to be on the two sides. But anyway.
You're like poking me, Declan, to see how I react.
but it's a serious subject, as Deirdre's said there.
Yeah. No, Deirdre.
And there's doctors in the playing fields and all that.
I've spoken with Deirdre and the other members of the committee. Deirdre is spot on. What's going on here, Declan, is gross mismanagement. Now, if the Department of Education, Declan, have some magic plan for down the road that they're not telling us, they need to tell us, because other than that, we're in the dark. And I sat at a meeting last Friday with Deirdre and the committee and TDs some more of my councillor colleagues, and we discussed all this again for the probably fourth or fifth time, and it's just frustrating. Because the people who should be the department should be making the call. My concern is, and you talked about the site there with Deirdre and Greystones. I mean, the site for the school in Greystones is there, but my understanding right now is that the developer hasn't officially handed it over, and the school was to go maybe on the front of the site, and now they're talking about putting it in the rear of the site. So you have all that stuff going on.
What can you do?
What we can do, Declan, is, and I don't want to upset anybody, and that's not my intention, but I think the only way we can nail this is by our TDs working hand in hand with, say, the local authority and with the parents, and going directly to the department and getting exactly what the truth is, because we're not getting the facts.
All right. Well, I've just run out of time. Thanks, Deirdre. Just to say, you'll have three TDs in the Dáil from Greystone. So that's the new Dáil when it eventually sits. So
that'll
set the ball rolling in some way. Okay, Tom Fortune, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Declan.
Independent councillor there. If you have any comments, please do get in touch, and we certainly come back to this. And Tom, I was just wondering, did Tom chicken out of meeting Derek yesterday? No, there was another issue with Tom. Wasn't that right, Tom?
I
would have liked to be here, but anyway, you couldn't.
I have a bit of a bug on me, Declan. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.